Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's been an air of mystery around it for a few days. It's been obvious it's been happening. That isn't the mystery. The mystery has been the fee, and it remains sort of the biggest bone of contention even after it being announced, because different numbers, different reports, different people saying different things. I want to ask you before we get into that, though, are you a fan of the AI song that Liverpool used?
Yeah. I am. I texted someone at the club, obviously would be involved in the social media and the website stuff, and just said, you've nailed that, to be honest. I think, obviously, it shows the quick reactions, doesn't it? Was it only yesterday, wasn't it, that it came out?
Yeah. It was delayed slightly.
That would be a first, wouldn't it? We're waiting for someone to make up a song on AI. But it was pretty good. It's just a shame the song's called Ecuador, not Argentina, isn't it? That would have been perfect. Or he's not Ecuadorian, that would have been ideal.
I said exactly that upstairs 20 minutes ago, because I just had to find the actual original version of the song for something on Instagram, and I was like, oh, it's Ecuador, fucking course it is, yeah. Shame.
Caicedo, anyway. Could have been Caicedo.
This time. Anyway, like I said, coming back to the serious matters, the fee. Early on today on Twitter, you said you've been told that $35 million has been reported recently, and you went on to say they should leave plenty of room for strengthening. No excuses to sort over key areas. Absolutely agree with you on all of that. As I said, I've seen some different reports suggesting there might be add-ons on top of $35 million. As things stand, where are you at with it?
Yeah, well, the source I've got it from, I'm very, very happy that the idea that it's £35 million. Definitely that's the upfront fee. Add-ons, possibly, I don't know, but definitely the guaranteed fee is £35 million, which is just a magnificent deal, really, isn't it, for Liverpool? Mm. You know, you can say what you like from a Brighton perspective, and I'm sure there'll be some people sort of thinking, oh, Brighton have lost out, but you've got to remember, he didn't have a contract in October. He was out of contract, so they've got £35 million more than he probably would have got.
Yeah.
But from a Liverpool point of view, if you talk about some of the fees that we've seen for players, you know, good players, indifferent players, unknown players over this summer, you're talking about getting a player like Alexis McAllister with his, you know, recent pedigree, his potential, his Premier League readiness for that kind of money. It's a real boost for Liverpool. And like I say, it removes some excuses, doesn't it? You know, if you thought Liverpool had sort of overpaid for him, then you might get the sort of feeling towards the end of the window, we had to put all our money into that basket and whatever. But this is, you know, you should be able to get three more signings, I would say, for Liverpool if you're looking at this kind of money. So it's like I say, I think I said on Monday to Steve, it's a good start, a very good start. It just has to be. There has to be more behind it. It has to, you know, Liverpool can't sort of rest on the laurels. I don't think they will. No. But you can't sort of think, oh, you've done the bulk of the business. They've still got a lot more to do, I think.
Yeah, exactly that. It has to be the start, doesn't it? But I agree with you on the price. I mean, even if it does have add-ons included, if you can get someone whose stock is probably at its highest right now in Alexis McAllister for that sort of money, it's extraordinary business. And as you say, it kind of eliminates any excuses further down the line. There's no reason why we won't go again into the market very swiftly. And Liverpool have acted swiftly. I mean, we're still 6 days away, sat here now, the market actually being open. So to get him through the door so promptly and to get him secured as a Liverpool player is really smart business from Liverpool.
Yeah, and I think that's a good, you know, a good sign as well. And, you know, in these, there's a bit of uncertainty around Liverpool, obviously, with behind the scenes, people leaving, Sporting director coming in who's new and on a short-term deal. But you look at what they've done in January with Gakpo, looks like that was a good fee, good player, good bit of business, got him at the right time. you look at McAllister here, you know, I think it's clear that Liverpool have done really well with the agent. Mm. Juan Gomela, I think his name is, okay. I'm told he was involved in the Coutinho deal that come to Liverpool in what was that, 2013?
Yeah, from Inter, yeah.
From Inter. They've got a few Brazilian players, so Renan Lodi, who's a Forest then, on loan. Well, I think will he go back to Atletico Madrid, I think, this summer. Alexandro, who obviously was at Juventus. Mm-hmm. And Alan, who we'll know from his
one
short spell at Everton. Yeah, I'm saying glorious spell at Everton. Yeah, but I think that's where that relationship sort of been cemented. You know, I think the agents being in Merseyside quite a lot for Alan and Liverpool really taking advantage of sort of, you know, knowledge, building that relationship, building that sort of trust and that feeling that, look, you know, we'll keep an eye on this player.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, 2 years ago, Alexis McAllister's not on anyone's radar really in terms of, you know, a top level player. Mm. Probably even in a wider sense, probably not even until the World Cup, was he? You know, like, you know, I don't think he'd done 90 minutes for Argentina in a game. I think he had 8 caps before that World Cup. And he was doing okay for Brighton, or doing well for Brighton, but there was still that sort of, you know, who is he? What's his sort of his game about? But Liverpool have obviously done a lot of groundwork, a lot of homework, and this is the result. And it is someone, like I said, I've been saying it many times on this show, many times, too many to remember. But it has to be someone to go into the first 11. The first signing this summer had to be someone who just goes straight into the first 11. And I think Alexis McAllister is absolutely that. Where it'll be, maybe there's a bit more debate around that, but definitely the first game of next season, fitness permitting, he starts at Liverpool. I'm certain of that.
I agree with that. It's a marquee signing without the marquee price tag, isn't it, in many senses? And what you're getting from McAllister, and it's something I know you've touched on on this show, is that we know what he's all about. He's Premier League proven. We've seen him do it. We've seen him on the biggest stage in the World Cup. So you're right, he's going to walk into the squad, and immediately as fans we can relax and go, okay, that's one major problem fixed.
Yeah, Liverpool haven't had too many, you know, in recent sort of 3-4 years, Nunes is probably the one who stands out as that one, a big fee, but you could got the sense immediately from Liverpool that they were going to be patient with him. He didn't start the first game of last season, did he? You know, either the Community Shield or the Premier League. But you look at, like, Gakpo was pretty much ready from the word go, wasn't he? Jota almost went straight in. Mm-hmm. Then Thiago obviously was a bit different in terms of his age. But, you know, Luis Diaz almost from the word go was right into the side, wasn't he? So I think McAllister's in that sort of bracket. You know, his age, I spoke about the number of games he's played. And it's really interesting, Liverpool's recruitment. If you look, so many players, Mane, Salah, Van Dijk, Jota, Diaz, Gakpo, I think would be in that. I haven't checked that, but around sort of 150 to 200 games under their belt, 23 to 25 years old. There's a real theme of Liverpool's recruitment that I think they want to eliminate the risk a little bit. They obviously want that potential as well. They don't generally buy the finished product.
No.
They want to sort of get that extra level out of these players, and they back the manager to do that. Most of the time he does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think it really fits in with what Liverpool have done in recent years, even if maybe the structure of the club or the general feeling around the club isn't quite as secure and stable as it has been. This feels like a very Liverpool signing, doesn't it? And, you know, hopefully he'll prove to be a very good signing. I'm willing to put my neck on the line on this one. I think he's going to be a cracking signing for Liverpool. You know, I think he'll make a massive impact and become a big favourite.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, absolutely. He ticks lots of boxes, doesn't he? Like you say, he does fit into that sweet spot for what Liverpool are looking for. I wanted to touch on that. You mentioned the groundwork that Liverpool have done on this deal for quite some time now. Obviously, we should also say credit to Brighton. They won't feel like taking much credit right now, having lost him, but they did unearth him, if you like, originally. Oh, yeah. And I think they paid sort of the £5-7 million mark for him, and they've made a £30 million profit plus whatever else comes following down the line. But I wanted to ask you, in terms of Liverpool side of things, we know Julian Ward is outgoing as it stands. Jorg Schmadke has been there for, is it even a week yet?
Yeah, last
in terms
week,
of this deal, it's mainly Julian Ward led to be done it.
Yeah, 100% it's his regime that's responsible for this. I mean, you could probably call it his part and gift, maybe, if you like, in that sense. It's not, you know, again, it's not a bad one, is it? But yeah, I think the feeling is that now it's over to the new guy almost. You know, it's like that was the one that Liverpool wanted to get done. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be information and work that's been done that'll be shared with Schmadke that maybe he can act upon. But I think it's really much this is a led by the old regime, if you like, this kind of signing, as was Gakpo, obviously, in January. Mm-hmm. So it's, like I say, he's left soon into his role, hasn't he, Julian? Mm. But I think he's left with two good ones, you know, at the back end. And no reason why Darwin Nunez can't prove to be an excellent one as well. You know, we still haven't seen anything of Calvin Ramsey.
No.
From last summer, we haven't seen enough of Fabio Carvalho, potentially, even beyond that, lower down. You know, you look at Stefan Bajcetic, Ben Doak, Bobby Clark, potentially, players like that. So, you know, Liverpool have brought some good players to the club in the last, Luis Diaz was very much Julian Ward-led one. So they've brought some good players during his time. I'm sure he'll hope. I'm sure he won't be... He's not someone who courts publicity at all, obviously, as we know. Mm. But I'm sure he'll hope that he's remembered in that sense, that, you know, hey, he got Alexis McAllister along with all those as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he will be, yeah. And rightfully so as well. It's important, I think, to remember that this was a Julian Ward deal, because I've seen some people already sort of... jokingly, I suppose, in many senses, saying Schmadke's coming from that business done, because it does kind of lead like that, doesn't it? But
yeah.
Like I say, it's important to remember that Ward was definitely...
I noticed there was no pictures, was there, of anyone with him? You know, there was no sort of arm round the shoulder.
Which we've done in the past, haven't we?
You've seen... I remember who was the player I saw coming? It must have been Diaz. And so I remember Julian sort of being in the office and sort of, how are you? Maybe Cody, actually. But there's no Melwood lean or Kirby lean, is there anymore?
Not this time, no.
Yeah.
I wanted to sort of round off on the McAllister stuff as well, and I wanted to ask you about the price, because obviously for a long time it was reported that you'd be looking more like 60-70, and I think a lot of us, well, no one really batted an eyelid at that, because we thought, as you say, pedigree's brilliant, Premier League proven, just won a World Cup, just signed a new contract, great age, etc., etc. Plus, add into the fact that Brighton drive a hard bargain, they tend to get the best money. We all went, okay, you've got to pay 70 million for him, go and do it. Turns out we get him for quite literally half that. And there's a lot of speculation around the possible release clause. So I wanted to ask you about that and if you know anything on it. And also, I know David Ornstein recently suggested there was a mechanism in his contract. Now, purely speculation on my behalf, I wondered whether that was the sort of release clause whereby he's gone and said, if certain clubs come in for me, they could pay X amount, that sort of thing, because that does exist in some deals, doesn't it?
I also think it's probably more along the lines of, you know, I'm not signing a contract which ties me to this club. I'll sign a 4-year contract, but I'm not being tied to the club for 4 years, you know, that kind of one.
Yeah.
If I deliver certain
okay
in the, you know, performance, you know, listen, we get into Europe, I want the chance to move, to consider a move, or you to consider a move. I don't want you to be holding me back in that way. And you, as I say, you've got to remember, Brighton had nothing to lose really in doing it, did they? You know, they were going to lose him for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
As recently as, you know, the autumn last year. So that, I think, has made it a little bit easier, and probably explains a little bit why Caicedo, you know, we've seen the sort of the heavy fees that they're talking about, mm-hmm. for him, you know, who doesn't have the release clause, who did sign a new contract. I wouldn't be amazed, you know, I think I wouldn't be amazed if he moves this summer. I'm pretty sure he'll move this summer, to be honest.
Mm.
But I think it'll be a higher yeah. sort of fee than that. So maybe there's an element of Brighton thinking, okay, we probably should get, let's say, 110 million for those two.
Mm-hmm.
If we get it 35 and 75, then it's not the end of the world, no. is it? You know, rather than a more even split. But I think the knock-on effect of that is, you know, Liverpool get a great deal.
Yeah.
Liverpool get a real good one. I'm told that the worry that Liverpool had was Real Madrid, actually, in this, that they were the sort of, if you talk about the stalking horse in the race. You know, there was a lot of talk of Chelsea and Manchester United being in there, but I believe that Liverpool's sort of biggest worry was Real Madrid. You know, if you think of who's the clients there, but Alan in particular, an Ancelotti player, someone who, you know, there's a relationship there. A few Brazilians, obviously, I've worked with Ancelotti and from that stable. So there was a worry that maybe Real Madrid had just seen opportunity, and so why wouldn't you? You know, 35 million. But fortunately for Liverpool and, you know, for fans, it didn't turn out that way, and Liverpool looked like they had a pretty clear run at it.
Yeah, thankfully so. Like I say, losing midfielders to Real Madrid is not a conversation I want to be sat here having
soon. They were due one win. Let them have one at least.
Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed that show where I spoke to Neil Jones about all the finer details of the Alexis McAllister deal. And if you did and you want to find out even more, as well as a little bit on Manu Kone, Kefren Turam and Gabri Vega, head to Red Men Plus. And if you sign up as a club captain yearly subscriber and use code MAC10, that's MAC10, you will get half price subscription for a whole year. That's just £25. Go and do it.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.